Leslie, welcome.
Kelly, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you've been on the show many, many times before. Again, you are the executive director of the Delaware Contemporary. You know, Leslie, in 2020, so many museums and other places of the arts had to shutter because of COVID-19. COVID-19 has really not gone anywhere just yet. However, the good news surrounding the Delaware Contemporary, you guys have since reopened, correct?
We reopened actually the first week of June. So we reopened both inside and then with our new exterior program for those people who felt more comfortable viewing art from the comfort of their car, for the comfort of the street. So we've been open since June. Currently, we are open on a reduced schedule, but still 4 days a week.
Talk to me before we get into what's coming up at the Delaware Contemporary, mm-hmm. because you've got a lot of great exhibits coming up. Let's talk about how you guys weathered the storm.
I think what was probably our most successful, again, is this outdoor presence that we have launched this year. It was a new initiative that was planned for June about a year ago, and we were able to get it going. And with the first project, we brought in somebody who is a Baltimore native, went to DCAD, and then has now landed in New York, Teresa Cromati, and her worked on the outside of the building. We were then able to have her show inside of our exhibition galleries, as well as some programs that asked artists, contemporary artists working today, how they responded to being at home, to being shuttered. And so we presented a work that was curated via Instagram. And those works were shipped to us, and in a very safe way, our exhibitions director installed them in an exhibition. We asked the community to come in and write on our walls again, one at a time, and respond to current issues that were happening across the summer with regard to the protests, with regard to being shuttered as well. And then lastly, we brought in our most, our closest community, and that is our studio artists. And they did a show, and actually, Kelly, I have to say, based on our last conversation, it was called Unshuttered. And so it brought out from their studios the things that they had been working on from March until mid-June. And so that was fun. And we were able to successfully then present an exhibition cycle starting in September. And that just closed right after the new year. And that was another suite of six shows. And how we've been dealing with it is that we're working on a limited cycle. Our visitor hours are limited to just those 4 days. We offered members of the museum an additional evening to come in. We have also, I think like many other institutions, presented our public programming via Instagram, via Facebook, streaming media, things like that. I think the biggest project that we did while shuttered was our Art and Couture fashion event. That had been scheduled for April, and we were unfortunately unable to present a live fashion event. It had turned itself into what we felt like was the next most successful, and that was a documentary film. The artist Sean Baron Pinkney, who is a couture, created a suite of 24 costumes, or as he called them, looks. And those looks were based on the suffragettes from the 1920s. And they took the shape of flappers. They took the shape of women who started to work in men's clothing, pantsuits, and things like that, their evening wear. And then also the colors that they wore when they were protesting for the right to vote. He additionally created seven VIP outfits for women across the state of Delaware that have had a significant impact on the role of women today. So Lisa Blunt Rochester, Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester, our new Senator Sarah McBride, Carol Arnott Robbins. He created a costume for Ashley Biden, Senator Tizzy Lockman, Susan Kelleher, who is a VP at Chemours and has really changed the culture at Chemours for women and across her institution. and for our Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hallong. And so those costumes were worn by these women and were interviewed within our exhibition galleries one-on-one with the artists. It's a fantastic documentary that we were able to then produce and distribute virtually because we could not have it in person.
It was fantastic. For people who missed it, is it still available? Where can people still find that?
It is available. And, you know, I think you just go out to our website and it's available from our website.
Hey, let's talk about the new winter spring season, if you will, at the Delaware Contemporary. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Leslie Schaefer. Leslie is the executive director. We've talked to her many times, the executive director of the Delaware Contemporary. So the winter spring season is here. Explain the title, Objectifying the Object.
You know, we've decided to move into the seasonal schedule. It really makes it a lot easier for the visitor to identify what's happening here. In the past, we staggered our exhibitions, but now we're putting a lot of energy into grouping them together, and the groupings are kind of loosely related to a theme. And objectifying the object is really, we all have objects, right? We all in our lives, you know, sitting on my desk, I have anywhere from pens to hand cream to a coffee, you know, and all of those objects have varying meaning. What happens when they come into a gallery or a museum space? How does that object change? And additionally, how do we define what object is? And so all of these exhibitions, to some degree, question our relationship to that definition of object. And so we have a suite of 6 exhibitions that will be here all the way through the end of May, giving people lots of opportunity to see the shows, to engage in a whole variety of programs. And these programs look at the object in different ways. They bounce off each other to question what each other is saying. They take a fresh look on it. For example, we have the Wilmington Ballet coming in to do these little vignettes in the exhibition galleries. We have a Raku artist. We have one of my favorite projects that we're presenting this spring is by a young Philadelphia-based artist named Jasmine Combs. And we came to know Jasmine this fall, but in her work here this spring, she has written a new poem. It's called Definitive Work, and it is in response to this idea about objectification. She will read her poem, and then we have students who will respond to it. So it's a unique way of thinking about the object, where the object is this spoken word. It's not a physical, tangible thing, but then it becomes these paintings or drawings or small sculptural pieces that students create based on her words.
This is just totally fantastic. There's Definitive Work. That's one of the exhibition titles. I'm looking at the list. Talk about Appearances a little bit. That's another one.
Yeah, so Appearances is also really fun. One of our studio artists, Lauren Peters, presented this idea for her studio artist April show. And because we were unable to be open in April, we asked her to expand it. And so she has almost 20 artists that she has given the image of herself, which is the way that she works. She's a self-portraitist, working in very bright colors. She dons herself in many different ways, different appearances. And so she gave every artist the exact same work, which is called Self-Portrait Orange. The background is orange. And she's wearing a pink wig that's sort of a bob-like. And each of these artists took that and either, I don't want to give it away because I want people to come see it, but they worked in all media, from photography. I saw clothing, I've seen a video, and of course paintings that are similar to hers, but some are abstract, some are realistic, but they're in response to this object, this one object, and how they are interpreting that work and how they are presenting it within the body of their own body of work.
Very, very interesting. Another exhibition title, Bend, Breathe. What's this one?
So Julia Levy, she's now a Baltimore-based artist. She grew up in Philadelphia and then moved to Baltimore to attend graduate school at the Maryland Institute College of Art. She's landed herself there. She's always been interested in how we choose to decorate our homes and that relationship between interior design and fine art. Additionally, she has this fondness for working with textiles, and so she creates these abstract, she calls them paintings, but they're made from multimedia materials, including fabrics, and they reference some sort of home furnishing that you might find, but they've been simplified and installed in an installation-based way. So she will take over our Hennessy Project space, which is made for that purpose. It's made, the program is identifying artists who want to come in and take over the entire gallery from floor to ceiling and in whatever way they want to communicate what they're looking at. So when you walk into her space, it will be like walking into a redesigned home through these abstract forms.
Oh, wow.
It's very interesting. Yeah, it's a nice show. I read a little bit of work and talked to her. She grew up with a father who collected antiques and antiquities, things that you couldn't touch. And so her relationship to objects is very real. And so she brings this really nice balance to the program.
All right. So as you've been hearing from the Delaware Contemporary's executive director, Leslie Schaefer, objectifying the object, it's the theme for the winter spring season at the Delaware Contemporary. You've heard Leslie talk about some of the exhibition titles. There are a few more. Where mm-hmm. can people go to get information about all the upcoming exhibits?
Our website, decontemporary.org, our Instagram, and our Facebook page. We are out there, active, and you can also come on down Thursday through Sunday, noon to 5.